Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy.
Good morning. It is April 29th, 2024. It is Monday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by Weed Witch's Journal. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "In the kind of world we have today, transformation of humanity might as well be our only real hope for survival." Stanislav Grof. All right, so moving into some headlines. This comes to us from People.com. Astrology influencer disturbed by eclipse kills partner, infant child, and herself, says police. And this was the day of the eclipse. A 34-year-old woman who worked as an astrology influencer killed her partner, 8-month-old baby, and herself after posting warnings about spiritual warfare of the total eclipse, says police. On April 8th, the same day as the eclipse, Danielle Johnson pushed her 2 children from a moving car on a busy Los Angeles area freeway at around 4:30 a.m. local time, according to the Los Angeles Police Department. Half an hour later, Johnson then drove her Porsche SUV at over 100 miles per hour and crashed into a tree in the city of Redondo Beach. While her 9-year-old child sustained moderate injuries from the fall and was transported to a local hospital, a press release from the LAPD added that her 8-month-old child sustained fatal injuries and was pronounced deceased at the scene. Johnson did not survive the crash and was the sole occupant of the vehicle. Earlier that day, Johnson is also believed to have fled her home with her children after stabbing her partner, Jalen Channey, 29. On April 8th, 2024, around 3:40 a.m., Channey and Johnson became involved in a verbal altercation that escalated into Johnson becoming violent, stabbing Channey, who succumbed to his injuries at the scene. A knife with biological evidence was later recovered from the scene. Prior to this, Johnson had called the impending eclipse the epitome of spiritual warfare in a message posted on X, formerly Twitter, under the moniker Ioka, according to Associated Press. Just days before the eclipse, Johnson tweeted on April 4th, "The eclipse is the epitome of spiritual warfare. Get your protection on and your heart in the right place. The world is very obviously changing right now, and if you ever needed to pick a side, the time to do right in your life is now." So yeah, she's basically telling people that there was going to be spiritual warfare during the eclipse and that you needed to pick a side. Per the outlet, police are not considering the eclipse to be a contributing factor to the deaths because we just don't know why she did what she did. Channey was discovered at around 7:35 a.m. after neighbors went investigating because they heard the noises. Ooh, there is a little bit of a theory that there may have been some spiritual psychosis going on here, which I think we've talked about. And spiritual psychosis is the idea that you can get so wrapped up in these spiritual ideas, like, again, the eclipse, warfare, spirit, you know, picking sides and jumping timelines and blah, 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 and all this stuff, that like it can create a delusional psychosis. And I do think there's some people in the spiritual community who believe this is possibly, of course, there's no proof because we can't know why she did what she did, but based off of her tweets and the timing, there is a belief that from some people that that could be what was occurring. Her 9-year-old daughter, who she also threw onto the highway, is believed to survive. So, poor baby. Okay, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Monday, April 29th. The waning gibbous moon continues to climb every mountain in Capricorn today. Here, the moon squares Mercury and trines Jupiter and Uranus. We're really starting to feel the Uranus-Jupiter conjunction smile upon us with this trine. Things have been going rather smoothly as of late, and we've been pleasantly surprised with how things have been playing out. The square to Mercury may cause some disagreements, but let the good vibes of the serendipitous events allow you to move through and then past these disagreements with ease. Your daily moon mantra is, enjoy the little things now, because eventually you'll look back and realize that those were the big things. This has been your Daily Moon Mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Interested in taking your weed witchery to the next level or wanting to get started? The Weed Witches Journal by author Carrie Connor blends the worlds of cannabis and magic together to help you document, explore, and expand your daily practices. Dig deeper into yourself with intuitive insights, mystical visions, shadow work, or connect to nature for starters. Want to explore your creativity? Dive in with My Vibe, Inspirational Ink, and the Flower Power activities. Looking to practice your skills? Get attuned with pendulum work and one card reading. Plus, document your practices with full moon, new moon, spell tracker, ritual tracker, and more. Order the Weed Witch's Journal now from your favorite bookshop or wherever books are sold.
So for those of you who don't know, Rhiannon is a major figure in Welsh mythology, appearing in the first branch of the Mabinogi, and again in the third branch. Ronald Hutton called her one of the great female personalities in world literature, adding that there is in fact nobody quite like her in previous human literature. Rhiannon is a strong-minded otherworld woman who chooses Pyle, Prince of West Wales, as her consort in preference to another man to whom she had already been betrothed. She is intelligent, politically strategic, beautiful, and famed for her wealth and generosity. With Pyrrhal, she has a son, the hero Pryderi? Who can say all these words of all these gods and goddesses and their kids? I'm so sorry. Who studied this in college? Pryderi, I guess. Pryderi, who later inherits the lordship of the Dyfed. She endures tragedy when her newborn is abducted and she is accused of infanticide. As a widow, she marries someone of the British royal family and has further adventures involving enchantments. Like some other figures of British Welsh literary tradition, Rhiannon may be a reflection of an earlier Celtic deity. Her name appears to derive from the reconstructed meaning queen or maiden. And in the first branch of the Mabinogi, Rhiannon is strongly associated with horses, and so is her son. She is often considered to be related to the Gaulish horse goddess Epona, and she and her son are often depicted as mare and foal. So like Epona, she sometimes sits on her horse and is calm in a really stoic way. And this connection is generally accepted among scholars of Celtic studies. So when Rhiannon first appears, she is a mysterious figure, arriving as part of the underworld tradition. And her paradoxical style of writing slowly yet unreachably is strange and magical. Though the paradox also occurs in medieval love poetry as an erotic metaphor. Rhiannon produces her small bag, which is also a magical paradox, for it cannot be filled by ordinary means. And when undergoing her penance, Rhiannon demonstrates the power of a giantess, or the strength of a horse, by carrying travelers on her back. Rhiannon is connected to three mystical birds. The birds of Rhiannon appear in the second branch, the triads of Britain, and in the latter, the giant demands the birds as part of the bride price of his daughter, and they are described that they wake the dead and lull the living to sleep. This possibly suggests that Rhiannon is based off of earlier goddesses within the Celtic polytheism. An example of modern Rhiannon interpretation is the Fleetwood Mac song Rhiannon, where Stevie Nicks was inspired to create the song after reading The Triad, a novel of the supernatural, a novel by Mary Bartlett Leader. There is mention of a Welsh legend in the novel, but the Rhiannon in the novel bears little resemblance to the original Welsh namesake. Nevertheless, despite having little accurate knowledge of the original Rhiannon, Nick's song does not conflict with the canon and quickly becomes a musical legend. In modern practice, Rhiannon is a lunar goddess of fertility and rebirth, transformation, wisdom, and magic, a goddess of ethereal beauty, and she is well known for granting wishes to those who ask for what they want. People with a special connection to horses will naturally be drawn to Rhiannon and the horse, as she's considered like the horse goddess. So starting a relationship with a horse is the best way to approach and show devotion to Rhiannon. She embodies the cleverness of women in patriarchal systems, such as when she helps Hyrule, her son, trick this giant into giving her a magical bag. She never breaks the rules in that episode, but she helps bend them to a degree to allow her to pursue her true love. And her magical presence, while more subtle than other Welsh women, such as Erenod or Ceridwen, nevertheless mark her as a manifestation of the divine feminine. She's a being of sovereignty, and her association with horses implies a cultural freedom that was hard won. In the first branch of Mabinogi, Rhiannon's newborn son is found by Ternan on May Eve, which is April 30th. This is also one of the major Celtic festivals, which was known in medieval Wales, the first of summer. This is a time when the veil between this world and the other world is said to be thin. This holiday, celebrated by Wiccans and other neo-pagans as Beltane, is the perfect time for telling the story of how Rhiannon rode out of the underworld to claim the man she loved. So offerings to Rhiannon, you can do garlands of roses, feeding birds, oat cakes, oatmeal cookies, rose-scented candles, perfumes, incense, images of songbirds, horses, mules, horseshoes. An old folk custom from Western Ireland says that if you light fires just before dawn at each corner of a perfectly oriented crossroads, then sit down quietly at its side, you can see Rhiannon ride by. And this resource is from spells8.com, which is a great resource. It's one of my favorites, written by Francisco Huinaco. So, yeah. Rhiannon. I love the idea of making like oatmeal cookies. I think that's a really sweet little way to do a little easy peas kind of worship. All right, witches. We are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I want to give a shout out to listener Portia. Portia, you perfect, hospitable sun goddess. Sarah H., you bombastic, wise butterfly. Yasha, you cunning, graceful sunflower, and Mystic Dax, you starry-eyed, insidious dragon. Thank you for so much for being Patreon supporters. I really appreciate it. And before we leave, we do have a card pull. Our card is the Four of Hearts from the Jane Austen Tarot, which means contemplation. In Sense and Sensibility, Colonial Brandon is silent, sensitive, rather grave, and given to contemplation. All right, witches, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget any books, decks, headlines, or sources we referenced today can be found in the podcast episode description or witchpod.com, and we'll talk again tomorrow. Bye!
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.